You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Bobby Campbell, CEO and founder of several leading digital media companies, including Ad Karma, 3 Interactive, and Division D. Bobby is a successful entrepreneur with a deep understanding of how to monetize emerging digital markets. Bobby, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks for having me on.
Hey, you're welcome. So if you would, share a little bit about your background in entrepreneurship and disruptive technology.
Yeah, no problem. I started 3 Interactive about 10 years ago. 3 Interactive is an online media buying company. There's media buying across all kinds of websites. But when I started, specifically, I worked with newspapers and news sites. And we've seen phenomenal growth in 3 Interactive over the last 10 years. We were named as one of Inc. 500's fastest growing companies in 2012. Also, I started a company 3 years ago called Ad Karma. Ad Karma is one of the fastest growing companies in the United States right now, doing yield optimization for all kinds of websites across the U.S., but we specifically operate mostly in video. So we do a lot of pre-roll advertising, video advertising, commercials that you see on the Internet. There's a good chance that we've served that commercial to you. And really, digital advertising is a disruptive technology, disruptive form. It's disrupted the old forms of advertising, like traditional TV, newspaper, print advertising, radio advertising. Digital has just been a more effective way for advertisers to reach the audiences they're looking for.
And talking about disruptive technology, what is it exactly and why is it important for today's entrepreneurs?
Well, disruptive technology is any way that allows you to do something better than it's been done in the past, really, is what it boils down to. So, you know, what disruptive technology will do is redefine paradigms. So it will go in and it will change the way people do things and eliminate, you know, old ways of doing things. So a good example is photography. You know, years ago, Kodak was one of the biggest companies in the world, you know, and ubiquitous with photography or film is the name Kodak. Kodak filed for bankruptcy, you know, last year, the same year that Instagram was sold for $1 billion. And so what happened to Kodak was is that digital photography, ways of developing photography came in and disrupted their business model. And so it's really important for entrepreneurs, A, to identify how to use disruptive technology so that they can better compete in the business world, and for companies who already exist to watch as disruptive technology emerges so that they can continue to adapt and survive.
And what should an entrepreneur do when they realize that it's their business model that's about to be disrupted?
Well, hopefully they see it coming. You know, I read an article just yesterday about Jeff Bezos when he started Amazon.com back in the 90s. He went into his VP and said, you need to figure out how we can destroy the publishing business. Well, he was in the publishing business. You know, Amazon started off as selling books. And so what businesses need to realize is when their business is being disrupted, they need to commit to killing their business. And so what that means is that, you know, a good example of that, one example of a business committing to killing their business is Netflix. Back in the 90s and the early 2000s, you know, Netflix had a huge successful business mailing DVDs, you know, to your house. It was really dominant. It was really taking off. But they committed. They saw the future. They saw how the ability of high-speed internet and the advancement of technology in delivering video to people, you know, over their TVs, through their computers, over their DVD players and different devices and platforms was going to change the way people consumed movies. And so they committed to killing their DVD business. And so they committed to killing their DVD business. And they, I would love to sit in a room with the Netflix executives because they have gotten it right over and over again. And you know what? Everyone now streams video, and they saw it coming. They saw the disruption. They committed to killing their own business model, and they're thriving because of that.
Very interesting example as well. Today we're joined by Bobby Campbell, CEO and founder of several leading digital media companies, including Ad Karma, 3 Interactive, and Division D. Bobby can also be followed on Twitter at Bobby Ad Karma here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You know, we've heard a lot about startup culture and the importance of finding the right team to get a venture off the ground here on the network. What qualities allow a person to thrive in a disruptive environment?
Well, we here at Division D and at Karma, we really like millennials. Millennials catch a lot of flack in the media, but we think millennials are really suited for the digital world. They've grown up through their whole entire lives in one of the most disruptive periods of time in history, and you know, especially in recent history, and they've had to take new technology, learn how to use it, and integrate it into their lives over and over and over again, whether it was the advent of the internet or social media or multiple platforms on which to engage other people, you know, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, you name it. Millennials, as they've grown up, have constantly had new things thrown at them. So, you know, we hire a lot of millennials here in the office. They are great for us, but they're just because of culturally how they grew up, we think they're really adapted to thriving in the digital world and in the digital economy.
And what are some of the key trends in disruption that you're seeing currently?
Yeah, one of the biggest trends right now in disruption is a media delivery and consumption. The big change going on is how people, you know, consume media. I'll give you a couple examples. You know, people no longer, you know, really engage linear TV, where they, you know, have a schedule that they follow based upon, you know, the cable network schedule. What people do now is they consume media, you know, in marathons. So you'll consume Breaking Bad, a season of Breaking Bad, over a couple weekends in a 6-hour stretch, and they consume it on their own terms with, you know, time shifting. So they'll save up the season and consume it when they have time. So how people consume media time-wise is a big disruptive trend that's going on, as well as how they consume it, what they consume it on. Everything is really connected now. So your TV is no longer just a TV. It's another platform on which to consume media over the internet. But people consume media on their tablets, on their TVs, on their smartphones. And so that's a disruptive trend as well. You know, I feel that really TV, broadcast TV is dead. They just don't know it yet. And cable is in trouble. For the first time ever, cable and satellite subscriptions have gone down. So that is a really big disruptive trend. It's changing the way everybody does everything. And it's creating a lot of opportunities for smart, innovative companies to get in there and create services that serve the changing trends that are out there. Another example of a thing that is a little bit out there and not directly related to the digital world is robotics. Right now, a big disruptive trend that's going to be coming down the line in the next 10 to 15 years is the advancement in robotics. They're developing robotics in such a way that it's actually cheaper to have a robot working than it is to have a laborer working in a factory. And that's really going to disrupt the labor market and how businesses do things and how they look at hiring people and the cost of doing things. So that's a future disruptive trend. Back to the advertising world, though, something that's going to come in the future is a lot of advertising right now, and this is my final point here, is based upon reactive advertising. So you'll see behavioral advertising out there, and you know, you'll go to a site about cameras, and then you'll get an ad about a camera as you go to other sites. And it's a little bit like advertising stalking. I don't know if you've experienced yourself, Eric, but you'll get that camera ad, you know, for the next 10 to 15 days. What's going to happen in the future is you're going to see more and more predictive advertising. And that's going to change the way advertising is done. Is that advertising is going to be able to look at your behavior, where you live, and take all this different other information and predict the things that you need, that you're going to need in the future before you even know you need them. And so that's going to be a really effective means of reaching people and advertising to people. And it's going to be really exciting. And it's going to change the way advertising is done forever.
Really an interesting topic. Certainly could get a lot more information on this. But if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information and also be in potential contact with you online.
Yeah, you can go to www.adkarma.com and get more information about us there, or www.divisiond.com. You can learn more about us, what we do, what good advertising advertising products there are, and what good advertising practices there are. And we'd love to talk to you.
Also, in conclusion, is there one last bit of advice or tip that you'd like to lend the listeners on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, the one thing I would say is, you know, it's one of the best times for people to be entrepreneurs. There's so much change going on. Technology is allowing so much change to happen that there are tons of opportunities that are out there for new entrepreneurs to start businesses and to take advantage of the disruptions in the current business world and offer and develop new products. So I would encourage people out there who have an idea to go after it. The only thing that really is stopping you from going after it is taking that first step. And so I'd encourage people, even with small budgets, we were a bootstrap company, to bootstrap it. Bootstrapping is great, work at it and go for it. Yeah.
Bobby, I certainly appreciate your stopping by with us today.
Thanks, Eric, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. We've been speaking with Bobby Campbell, CEO and founder of several leading digital media companies, including AdKarma, 3 Interactive, and Division D. And the websites of reference, once again, is adkarma.com as well as divisiond.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.